Representative Rashida Tlaib. She's on the other end of our line. Representative, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the program. I saw yesterday there was a statement from Representative Richard LeBlanc, who's the Minority Vice Chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and he had a comment about the Governor Snyder proposal to transfer funds from senior cooperative housing to implement the emergency financial manager legislation, and you don't agree with that, do you?
No, not at all. And it was a surprise to many of us when we saw the large amount of money. We're talking about $4.4 million taken away from senior cooperative housing to fund the department, responsibilities for the emergency financial manager bills that were passed this year.
Have you heard a reason for this?
It appears that some sort of request for proposal out there, so basically some, a bid for private contracts for additional auditing or accounting and legal services for implementation of the emergency financial manager bills implementation. That all we understand is that this money was needed. I don't know if it was very clear that from the beginning, if that was disclosed to all of the members of the legislature, whether or not $4.4 million was needed to implement it. I think people would have thought twice. This is supposed to save us money, not create even more debt within our budget. Cedar Cooperative Housing, many folks don't know, but it's a really wonderful property tax reimbursement to local units of government to forgo any kind of tax revenue for exemptions for housing for seniors. And so these are for elderly, disabled, mentally ill, developmentally disabled, and physically disabled members of our community.
I'm sure the governor would say, and I don't want to speak for him, but I have heard comments made, hey, we're in fiscal crisis here. Flint's about to fail. We need more monies for this emergency financial manager legislation.
But I think it needs to be clear that the emergency financial manager bills or implementation was not intended to cost us more money. It was supposedly so-called helping local units of government in the time card. But many people are very much opposed. I know that there's a current lawsuit against the emergency financial manager bills. I know that there has been crisis in Pontiac with some of the implementations by the emergency financial managers. I know there's claims out there that are legitimate about the fact that, you can may elect your city council members, you may elect your mayor, but all those folks could be removed instantly with the designation of an emergency financial manager. What's alarming to us is the members of the committee, it was tabled.